It's the M&S Monthly Podcast Show. Michael and Simon will share their best tips and secrets to provide inspiration for fellow entrepreneurs and business leaders. I hope you like the show. Let's get it started.
Welcome to the M&S Podcast Show, where we always have your well-being in mind. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the dangers of waiting for burnout to strike and how to prevent it from happening. As we discussed in a previous episode, even high-profile individuals like Jacinda Ardern are not immune to occupational burnout. It's a serious issue that can affect any one of us. So why wait for burnout to happen when you can take control of your life and your work right now? Joining me today is my co-host, Mr. Simon Teague. Simon, how are you today?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, looking forward to our podcast and sharing with our listeners about our recent escapades. So it should be good.
So let's dive into this very important topic and help our listeners lead happy, healthy, and fulfilling lives. To our listeners, if you missed a previous episode, Simon and I took a trip to Gran Canaria to recharge, relax, and unwind. Although it's been some time since we returned, the memories of our trip remain fresh in our minds. What stands out to you the most about our trip, Simon?
The thing that stands out the most to me, Michael, is when we stepped off the plane. You know, literally, as you step off the plane, the air is warmer, the sun is shining and burning on your face, and the whole environment has just suddenly changed. I know it's a four-hour trip, but just in that 4 hours, we left wet, windy, freezing cold England, and we arrived in nice, warm, sunny Gran Canaria. And it's just that complete, like, oh, thank goodness, the need to have the vitamin D coming into your skin and it being almost instant the moment you step off the plane. To me, that always sticks in my mind. It makes me realize, or it makes me think about those times you see people arrive off aircraft and the first thing they do is they get off and they kiss the ground. You almost feel like getting off and kissing the ground, don't you? So, yeah, I was at that point, I realized we're here. Now's the time to start relaxing, enjoying, etc., etc.
Is this a new way that you've been feeling in recent years, or has this always been the case from a very young age?
I think it's a new way I've been thinking, to be honest with you. Especially, I don't know why, but especially since COVID, especially since this winter. I don't know about you, Michael, but this last winter we've just had seemed to be ever so long, cold, damp, dreary kind of winter. Not excessively cold, but that damp kind of cold that gets into your bones. And that seemed to go on for quite a long time. So the break that we had broke that for me. It just made that winter feel a tiny little bit shorter.
And how did it feel actually getting into the resort that we arrived in? Did it extend to the resort, or did it really stop at the airport for you?
Oh, definitely extended to the resort all the way to the point where we were, you know, first diving into the pool or first jumping into the sea. For me, that's the moment, isn't it? You jump into the sea or you dive into a pool. That's not something you would be doing in the UK. And I think there's your defining moment that you're actually now on holiday. You've broken the pattern that you got stuck in. And it's just so refreshing.
You know, in preparation for this podcast today, Simon, I was just wondering, when was the last time you went to the sun through the winter? And whether, and I know the way you were going to be, you were going to speak today about how you felt when you got to the resort. But how long between your break has it been since the one before?
The last break I went on was actually at the beginning, I think it was at the beginning of October. And that was the half term week in October. So literally, you've gone through the whole winter. I must admit, I did go skiing. Here we go. I did go skiing in January, very early January, between Christmas and the New Year. And that was nice, but it wasn't like a sunny break, you know. So last time I was in the sun was in October.
And why do you think the change of environment has such a big impact on you?
I think that, well, for me personally, you can get into this feeling of, I don't know, feeling a little bit trapped, you know, a little bit caught by the environment that you're in. And it gets dreary. And for me, what I tend to find is when I'm stuck in the same environment, especially when you're working from home, like we often are working from home, it's difficult to break out your creativity, you know, to really release it, to find it. And so going to somewhere like Gran Canaria, somewhere that's completely away from the UK, I almost immediately start to feel my brain sparking away with new thoughts. And the very first night I stay there, I don't know if this happens to you, Michael, but I dream differently. I feel like I'm dreaming differently. It still takes me a few days to wind down, but I do feel like, you know, I'm actually going to, I'm actually starting the process of winding down, you know. So for you, what would you say was your biggest takeaway from the week?
Do you know, interestingly enough, it did take me a couple of days before I truly wound down. And I was reflecting on when was the last time I went away? And I think this is dependent on how long it takes you to really fully recharge, relax and unwind. If I have to be honest with you, I think I was only truly winding down the day I was about to leave to come back home. So that leaves two thoughts in one's mind: not long enough, or the distance, the time between the last holiday or trip to that holiday was just way too long. And we spoke about Jacinda Ardern last time on the podcast and how she suffered and quit her job as the Prime Minister of New Zealand because she suffered occupational burnout.
Yes.
And I think as entrepreneurs, we really need to understand this subject. And I know mental health and mental awareness is a huge thing on the landscape right now. And no one is immune to this subject. So we do need to be aware, and we do need to take more time out and allow our body the time it takes to relax, recharge, and unwind. And this all depends on how stressful, how your previous time since the last holiday has been. Highly stressful, highly intense. But if it's not that stressful and not that intense, one may say it doesn't need to be so short before you book your next trip.
Yeah, it's really interesting that we're having this conversation because I spent last week phoning around quite a number of different companies regarding a program that was running in the Midlands area, and it was free to them. So, you know, government funded, you would think people would jump for any kind of business support that's government funded. I can't tell you, Michael, how many entrepreneurs, owner managers I spoke to who were saying, I'd love to do that, but I'm just way too busy right now. I'm just snowed under And I was thinking, gosh, you know, this is a lot of people that are telling me they're snowed under. So I raised this issue with another business owner that I know, and they said, yeah, he thinks what's happened is that in the pandemic, we've all become a bit more lean in our business. Where we might have recruited someone, we haven't yet made that decision. So it's almost a case of all hands to the pump. And the business owner is feeling and actually is being pulled into the business. So we're all working more on the working in the business. We're all working more in the business than we've ever done before, as opposed to finding the time to do what you and I almost have to force ourselves to do, which is to come out and to work on the business and to have these days away from the business where you can get those, you know, mental juices flowing again and improve both our own mental health and well-being, our physical health and well-being, but also create the opportunity for more creative thinking.
It was really quite interesting while I was away this time. Normally, when I go away, like you on your first night, you dream big. And I always recommend everyone to dream big, dream huge, because you might surprise yourself. But on this trip, my brain wasn't connecting with the frequency that created this energetic, fulfilling sort of ideas. So when I came back, they were fresh in my mind. And I'm not quite sure why my mind did not erupt with these creative ideas and these creative thoughts. And that's why I asked a little while ago, Simon, whether the trip between trips was too long, or whether the trip that I've just come back from was too short. And I alluded earlier to say that I only really sensed myself winding down and relaxing on the day that I was leaving. So that might be a really good insight as to why my creative mind was not engaging as I wanted it to be.
That's true. I think it's so true. You know, when we go away, if we've had a really busy spell, if we're tired, if we're almost worn down a little bit, we are actually wound up. We're like a coil and we've been wound up. And those first 3-4 days holiday can almost be a winding down. So you get to day 5 and day 6 and you're thinking, oh, I'm relaxed now. Oh, good. Thank goodness. And then you've got to go home tomorrow. And that's no good, is it? That's when you do need 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe longer. And we're living in this world. You and I have both said this. We've sat in our offices, freezing cold, pouring with rain outside, on our laptops. And we came to the conclusion that we could do what we do from anywhere in the world. So why are we sat in the basement? Why are we sat in the outdoor garden office freezing when what we could do could be done anywhere in the world? And because we're not thinking creatively, and we need the opportunity to wind right down to unlock this level of creativity. I really believe that. I think that's why you experience what you experience. And for me, one of the things that I experienced was my work didn't stop when I got there. And I'm not doing that again, Michael. I was on my laptop for 2 to 3 hours a day, every day. And I hadn't put in place before I left the mechanisms whereby I was out of the office, full stop. I was out of the office. And I think that's very important to do as well, because I also didn't feel myself winding down because I was always at work again the next morning on the laptop. And whilst it's nice to do it in the sun, if you're going to have a break, you need a proper break. And once you've had the break, have a week, you know, even if the first week you do nothing and then the second week you might pick the laptop up for an hour a day, but no more. when everybody's asleep, then I think it's about getting the balance right, isn't it?
I think you're like so many other business owners, entrepreneurs out there. They think going away, they've got to take their work away with them too. That comes down to whether you are working in the business or on the business. But I think you know this, Simon. So let me ask you this question then. Why did you do that?
I do know it. And I think the reason why I did it was because I just wasn't organized enough before I left. Yeah, I think when we get so busy working in the business, the week that we've booked off seems a long way off. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm going on holiday this weekend for a week. And it's suddenly crept up on you. And whilst you're looking forward to it, you haven't put in place, and I'll speak for myself. I didn't put in place the things I should have done. You know, simple things. Pick up your phone, change your mobile message. You're away for the whole week. Please don't leave a message. If there's an emergency, contact so-and-so. Yeah, my business partner have now agreed. Following that week, we've made this agreement. That normally what happens is when one of us is off, we still expect each other to be available and to work. We've always done that. 10 years in business next year, and we've always expected each other to still be available, still be attending webinars, still be jumping on the calls. And so what we've agreed now is we will book our weeks off. And when Andrew's off, I will cover for him. When I'm off, he will cover for me. And we're off. You know, and I think that's really important. So the mobile phone tells everybody I'm off. My laptop out of office messages tells everybody I'm off. And I think when we can get to that place, then as entrepreneurs, we can find a way to have a proper rest. There must be someone in your business that can cover for you. Yeah, you need to find some kind of mechanism. We have this wonderful service, actually, that we signed up to years ago called Call Angels. And when my phone rings and I don't answer, it'll either go to my voicemail or they will pick it up. And when they pick it up, they take a full message. They can be briefed to say I'm not around this week, and they can still send me that message by email if need be. And I think it's great to have services like that that can cover for you, and that literally they would then only contact me if it is literally, you know, an emergency.
It's a very important lesson. How many, you speak with a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs in the work you do. How many people do you think operate like you operated on your last trip?
I would probably say over half. I remember speaking to this lovely lady, runs a great business, but she's very hands-on. She had a two-week cruise in the Caribbean, and her number one concern was ensuring that she was able to have Wi-Fi so that she could still keep in touch with the business throughout the cruise. You know, this is a once in a lifetime cruise around the Caribbean. And her number one concern was, have they got Wi-Fi, you know, throughout the whole cruise, all the different remote places they were staying, so she could keep in touch with the business. And I think, wow, you know, it can't be like that. You know, it really can't be like that. Because there's not then the ability to really relax. And actually there's enough people in her business to let go of the business for just 2 weeks.
I think it's very obvious to ask this question. Why has she done that? But the actual question I want to ask is, why hasn't she put things in place that when she goes away, she's not relied on, she's not called on? Or is this the biggest one reason why people get burnt out? But actually, burnt out is only a relatively new buzzword. It means the same as being overworked and unappreciated sometimes.
Yes.
So how do we get away from this approach?
We need to be, as leaders in our business, setting the tone, both with our employees and our clients, we need to be living what everybody talks about, which is having a good life-work balance. We know the importance of it. We know that it's good for our mental health and well-being. I mean, a week in the sun away from it all can, oh, I don't know whether statistically this is proven, but the way I look at it, it can extend my life by 5 years. You know, if
100%.
I did every year and I did that 3 or 4 times a year, you know, it's so empowering and it's so good for my body, my physical, spiritual, mental conditioning. You know, that rest time is important. We are like a battery. We do need to be recharged. And people don't allow themselves to recharge until it's too late, until suddenly they've got a health issue. And now it's become urgent and important that you need to have some rest time. Well, I like to use the, you know, the Stephen Covey time management grid, where the box is important and not urgent. And if we can operate in the important and not urgent box, there's no stress in that box. We're better planners. We're more focused on ourselves. Like my wife used to say when she was a cabin manager, you put the mask on you first. If the oxygen drops out of the aircraft, put the mask on you first, because you're not any good to anybody else if you keel over.
Totally.
You have to put the mask on us first.
Totally agree with that point. So what would you say is a good work-life balance for anyone? Anyone in business, anyone employed, and anyone who's feeling this angst of doing too much, where you don't know what it is, but you know something just isn't right. What's that good work-life balance? And how should people measure that?
I don't know, in short, other than that we have some, I suppose, legal or moral guidelines, in the sense that most people have a work contract. If you're an employee, your work contract can be anything from 35 hours to 40 hours a week. That's 9 till 5, or maybe 8:30 till 5:30. Yeah. Now, when you start working beyond that, you are going to start getting tired. And usually contracts are 5 days a week. So you start working beyond 5 days a week, you're going to get tired. A lot of people also have 4 to 6 weeks annual holiday in their contract, plus bank holidays. If you don't take those holidays, you're going to get tired. And I think as entrepreneurs, we should be at the higher end of that scale. We need more time. We need more holiday, because we need thinking time. We need to build the thinking time into our 35 to 40 hour week. Yeah. So we need that time in that bracket. And anything we're doing outside of that, we need to acknowledge that we are going to get tired, especially the older we get. And therefore, the amount of time you might have off might be determined by the amount of hours you work every week.
But as entrepreneurs, typically, we don't do 9 to 5. We do 9 to 9. And sometimes, and remember, thinking is just as hard as working, mostly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're working 24 hours a day. And I'm not taking it away from other people that are in paid employment. Just speaking from my own personal perspective here, that I know that I'm thinking about my next strategic move at 10 p.m. of a night time, just before I go to bed. And then when I roll over at 1 a.m., I'm still thinking about my next move. And funny enough, Tony Robbins, he says, ask something of your mind. Give it some things to think about while you sleep. That seems crackers to me. I've got enough to think about. Come 10 o'clock of a night time, Simon, I want to be sleeping. I don't want to be laying awake. So coming round to taking time out, I'm not sure how long you need to leave it between breaks. But let me ask you this next question. How do you describe the time out, the time you jump on a plane to your wife? Is it a holiday? Is it creative time away? How do you describe that?
That's a good question. It depends on what mood she's in. We've had this conversation before, that does my wife understand my business? Not really. You know, she's as a teacher, as an employee, she has an understanding of what I do, but she doesn't understand it. But she is very accepting, because she's a teacher and she knows how tiring it is to teach people. And my particular profession is coaching. She gets it that, you know, it's tiring to work with people, very tiring, and that you need rest time. So as long as I explain what I'm doing and I give her plenty of notice, you know, then it's acceptable. Yeah, it's acceptable.
Is it a holiday?
It's rest. It's a working holiday is how I often describe it. But I also describe it as rest, which there's a dichotomy there, isn't there? How can you rest when you're having a working holiday? But I suppose I'm just making some excuses. The reality is that she knows I need this creativity. I need the space and the change of environment to help me to take my business to where I really want it to be. And it's in that creative environment that I come away with fresh thoughts, fresh ideas, and my business goes upwards in a new direction. So in that sense, there's a massive benefit to me being away, for not just me, but for my business. And if the business benefits and the business thrives, she's happy.
You know, I've heard the statement, in order to change yourself, you must change your environment. Who said that, Simon?
I think I said that to you, Michael, last week. No, I was listening to a Jim Rohn podcast. And it really struck me when he said that, you know, in order to change your circumstances and in order to change your situation, you need to change your own environment, the environment that you're in. Because often the environment that we're in is an environment that we created, and it may have served a purpose at some point, but it might not be serving a purpose now. And therefore, you know, it's amazing when you actually start thinking, if I could change my environment, would I be more effective? Would I be more creative? Would I be out there more, you know, generating more business, thinking of fresh ideas? And if the answer to that is yes, then I would actively encourage you to change your environment. And it's amazing. You know, this is why I think you see so many people in coffee shops with laptops. Just for a few hours, they've decided to change their environment. So how about you, Michael? How about changing your environment? Is that something you've considered at all? Is it something that you think might help you to move your business and your thinking to a different place?
Yeah, totally. I think I'm very much of a people person. I need people around me. And working in isolation is not good for many reasons, really. And I have changed my environment in the last 2 weeks. So I work in a shared office now, a number of days per week. And I'm finding that so, so beneficial. But I also feel that I need to start putting more time away to do the things that significantly change up my environment. Because certainly the last time I went to Gran Canaria, my mind didn't kick in. And I'm not sure if that was because the time between breaks was too long, or the period before I went, I was experiencing too much stress in my day-to-day life. I don't know that, but I know how to observe when things are not flowing in my world the congruent way. And one of the ways is not getting the sleep. Thinking too much of a nighttime. Now, that's good, but not if it's going to be at a detriment of not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
So lastly, Simon, I think the three things I'm going to do to avoid the disastrous burnout scenario, or burnout means many things to many people. Insomnia, stress, anxiety, hypertension. Put them all into the mix. So the first thing I'm going to do is take more time out in the UK, but also when I jump on the plane to a far away place. The second thing I'm going to do is become more self-aware. Rather than just putting up with it when I'm not feeling at ease, decide to change it before it becomes uneasy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last thing I'm going to do is ensure I get out with the ground beneath my feet, because something happens when you go walking and exercising in the open air. It frees your mind up. So if you can't go on holiday, you can get out around the park. So they're the things I'm going to change to improve what I do. How about you?
Yes, I'm very similar in the sense that walking, you know, we've done some great walks, but cycling I miss as well. I've dusted off the bike and I've already been out twice in the last week on the bike. When the sun shines and you're on the bike, it's fabulous. It's a fabulous feeling with the wind between your ears, so to speak. And I think that's, again, all about your own personal health and well-being and doing what you can do. But I think, like I said to you, changing my environment is important. I'm also like you. I like a team of people around me. I have a brilliant team of people around me, but they're remote. And we're living in this world now of Zoom, aren't we, where half our team, you know, we may not even have met some of them physically, but they're part of our team, and we meet every week or every other week on Zoom. And that's great, but it is actually very limiting. There's only so much you can get from, you know, Zoom and Teams. And in that respect, I want to make sure I'm out and about more and I'm taking more breaks. So I think it's in, and one big lesson for me, because I spoke to my wife about this yesterday, and I said to her, one of the best holidays we had was in October, in that half term week in October, before winter really starts to bite. And we went to Croatia, and there's all those wonderful countries around there, Croatia, Italy, Greece. It's still warm in October, and it's a very nice place to escape to. And you can get some low cost holiday offers in places like that. And I've said to her, we need to book that now. I want that in the diary. And I think it's a very good discipline for business owners in particular in January to look at your diary over the whole year and plug in those weeks that you want off. Yeah, get them booked in so you keep that diary area free as much as possible, and you start planning and booking those periods and those times away. I think that's essential, otherwise it won't happen.
And that's a really nice place to bring this podcast to an end today, Simon. And I really hope for our listeners that you get some benefit out of our conversation today. There's no rocket science behind our conversation, but just experience. You become more skillful and you become more aware. And together, we can get through anything when you're feeling a little bit down and you have no one or nowhere to turn to. Thank you so much, Simon.
You have been listening to the M&S Monthly Podcast Show with Michael and Simon. If you have enjoyed listening today, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you never miss an episode.
Today's show has been sponsored by www.teameasycrane.co.uk. We help you build your business and grow recurring profits. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button.